我想请弟兄姊妹翻开民数记，民数记二十七章。
Well, I ask the brothers and sisters to open up Numbers, chapter 27.
圣经旧约圣经开始第四卷。
It's in the Old Testament, the fourth book in the Old Testament. Numbers 27.
民数记二十七章。
That's Numbers 27.
我们从十二节看到二十节。
We're going to go from verse 12 through
20. 这一段圣经的背景是摩西带领以色列人在旷野四十年。
The background of the story is that Moses has led people in the wilderness for 40 years.
现在来到了应许地，就是迦南地的边界。
And now they're on the border of the promised land, or the land of Canaan.
所以准备要进迦南了。
They're about to enter into the land of Canaan.
然后神对摩西说话。
And God spoke to Moses.
从十二节到二十节，我先读一次。耶和华对摩西说：“你上这亚巴林山，观看我所赐给以色列人的地。看了以后，你也必归到你列祖那里，像你哥哥亚伦一样，因为你们在寻的旷野，当会众争闹的时候。”违背了我的命，没有在永水之地会众眼前尊我为圣。这水就是寻的旷野加迪斯米斯巴水。摩西对耶和华说：愿耶和华万人之灵的神立一个人治理会众，可以在他们面前出入，也可以引导他们，免得耶和华的会众如同没有牧人的羊群一般。耶和华对摩西说：嫩的儿子约书亚是心中有圣灵的，你将他领来，按手在他头上，使他站在祭司以利亚撒和全会众面前嘱咐他，又将你的尊荣给他几分，使以色列全会众都听从他。
In Numbers chapter 27, verse 12 to 20 says, Now the Lord said to Moses, Go up into this Mount Abram, and see the land which I have given to the children of Israel. And when you have seen it, you shall be gathered to your people, as Aaron your brother was gathered.For in the wilderness of Zin, during the strife of the congregation, you rebelled against my command to hallow me at the water before their eyes. These are the water of Meribah and Kadesh in the wilderness of Zin. Then Moses spoke to the Lord, saying, Let the Lord, the God of the spirit of all flesh, set a man over the congregation, who may go out before them and go in before them.Who may lead them out and bring them in, and the congregation of the Lord may not be like sheep which have no shepherd. And the Lord said to Moses, Take Joshua, son of Nun, with you, a man who is the Spirit, and lay your hands on him. Set him before Eleazar, the priest, and before all the congregation, and inaugurate him in their sight. And you shall...And you shall give some of your authority to him, and the congregation of children of Israel may be obedient.
我们知道摩西是一个非常伟大的领袖。
We know that Moses is a very powerful leader.
他带领两三百万的以色列人出埃及。
He took two to three million Israelites out of Egypt.
然后在旷野四十年。
And was in the wilderness for 40 years.
这非常不容易。
It's not an easy task.
你试试看带二三十个人一连就好了。
If you have tried to lead 20 or 30 people for a year,
在旷野
in the wilderness,
摩西带领他们两三百万人四十年在旷野。
But Moses led these people led 2 to 3 million for 40 years in the wilderness.
他是一个非常伟大的领袖。
He's a very great leader.
不仅如此，他也是一个非常伟大的神的仆人。
Not only so, he's also a great servant for the Lord.
希伯来书第三章告诉我们，他在神的全家尽忠。
In Hebrews chapter 3 verse 5, we understand he was faithful in his house as a servant.
你知道圣经上如果要找一个神的仆人，最典型的例子就是摩西。
If you're looking for a perfect example of a servant within the Bible, it'll be Moses.
但是不仅如此，圣经上也提到摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。
But not only so, Moses also, it's also mentioned in the Bible that Moses was very humble, more than all the men who were the face of the earth.
你知道这非常不容易，他比世上人更谦卑。
This is not an easy task. He's also very humble, more than anyone else on the face of the earth.
现在他带领以色列来到了边境，准备要进迦南了。
Now he has led the Israelites to the edge of Canaan and about to enter the Promised Land.
但是神说你不能进去。
But God told them you cannot enter.
因为你没有在以色列人的面前尊我为圣。
Because you did not honor God in front of the people of Israel.
因为当百姓为着没有水在那里争闹的时候，
When the people were fighting over the, because there's lack of water,
神对摩西说，你拿着杖去吩咐磐石，就有水出来。
God told Moses to take the staff to command the rock and the water will come out.
但是摩西在那里发怒，
But Moses was upset.
他用杖击打磐石。
He used his staff to strike the rock.
这在38年前也发生同样的事。
38 years ago, the same thing happened.
神叫他用杖去击打磐石。
God told Moses to strike the rock.
但这一次神只说你吩咐磐石就好。
But this time, God said, just command the rock.
就是因为这件事情神说你没有尊我为圣，你不能进迦南。
Because of this event, God told Moses that he cannot enter the land of Canaan because he did not honor him.
为什么这么小的一件事情，神就没有放过他？
How come God did not oversee this small task for Moses, or small event?
你知道神的仆人是代表神的。
We have to know that the servant of God represents God.
神没有发怒，他在那边发怒。
God was not upset, but Moses was.
神说你吩咐就好，他用杖击打。
God told Moses to command the rocks, but he struck the rock.
换句话说，他没有正确的代表神。
In other words, we can say he did not properly represent God.
那利未记第十章告诉我们。
You know in Leviticus chapter 10,
他说神要在亲近他的人中显为圣，在众民面前他要得荣耀。
In Leviticus chapter 10, verse 3 says,By those who come near me, I must regard them as holy, and before all people, I must be glorified.
所以越是亲近神的人，神的要求越高。
Those who are the closest to God, God has higher demand from you.
所以我们要学习来敬畏他。
So we must learn to honor him.
现在摩西不能够进迦南。
Now Moses cannot enter the land of Canaan.
你在这里你看见啊，他没有为自己悲伤。
You can see he was not sad for himself.
我们相信他是悲伤的。
We can believe that he must be sad.
四十年就是为着要进迦南。
For 40 years, their goal was to enter the land of Canaan.
但是他不能进去。
But he cannot enter himself.
但在这里看见没有显出他的悲哀。
But here, Moses did not show his sadness.
他也没有跟神争论。
He did not argue with God.
他也没有为自己着想。
He was not thinking of himself.
他做了一件事情。
He did one thing.
他向神祷告。
He prayed to God.
他想到的是神自己。
What he thought was God himself.
他想到的是神的百姓。
He thought of God's people.
所以他有个祷告，他说：“愿耶和华万人之灵的神立一个人治理会众。”
So.He prayed that let the Lord, the God of all spirit and all flesh, set a man over the congregation.
那这里提到了名词很特别，他说，愿耶和华万人之灵的神。
Here the phrase is interesting. It's God of the spirit of all flesh.
因为如果你要从两三百万人当中选一个人来治理会众。
Because out of the 2 to 3 million, there's one person that they're going to pick to set over the congregation.
你必须要认识这个人。
You must know this person very well.
你知道，灵是说到我们人的深处。
The spirit talks about the deepest part of us.
灵是说到我们的真我。
The spirit talks about our true self.
你知道，我们的神，他检查人的内心。
Our God examines what's inside of us.
他知道我们每一个人的心中所想的。
God knows what we're thinking within ourselves.
你知道，我们是看外貌。
As men, we judge by the outward appearance.
但神是看内心。
But God judges the heart.
所以摩西在这里有一个祷告，他盼望神能够从这么多人当中选一个人来做领袖，来治理他们。
So the prayer of Moses was to pick one leader out of all these people.
然后摩西提到了两件事，是一个属灵的领袖非常重要的事情。
Moses mentioned two things that's very important for a spiritual leader.
他说可以在他们面前出入，也可以引导他们，免得耶和华的会众如同没有牧人的羊群一般。
Moses said, let this person to be the one who can go out before them and go in before them, who lead them out and bring them in, and the congregation of the Lord may not be like sheep which have no shepherd.
所以一方面，他必须要带领百姓打那个属灵的仗。
So this leader must be able to lead his people into spiritual battles.
所以这个人呢，一定要非常勇敢。
So this person must be brave.
这个人必须要有能力。
This person must have ability.
这个人必须要有智慧。
This person must have wisdom.
但另外一方面呢，他说他必须是一个像牧人一般，能够牧养神的百姓。
But this person must also be like a shepherd, so he can shepherd God's people.
你要牧养百姓呢，那你就需要爱。
To shepherd people, you must have love.
所以一方面，你看你讲到能力。
So one hand you have ability.
一方面，你能讲到爱。
And the other side, you must have love.
那通常一个非常有能力的人呢，不太有爱的。
Oftentimes, one who has a lot of ability does not have love.
他很勇敢。
Someone's brave.
但他不能够谦卑柔和。
But perhaps he can't be humble.
但是一个属灵的领袖，你不但要有能力，你还需要有爱。
But to be a spiritual leader, not only you have to have ability, but you must also have love.
你要有能力率领百姓打那个属灵的美好的仗。
You have to have the ability to fight the spiritual battles.
另外一方面，你要用爱来牧养，使神的百姓他的生命能够长大成熟。
But you must also shepherd over the people of God so that their lives can mature.
你看大卫就是这个样子。
David is also like this.
他是一个牧羊人。
David was a shepherd.
他懂得怎么样来照顾羊群。
David understands how to take care of his sheep.
他也是一个属灵的战士。
David is also a spiritual warrior.
他能够打那属灵的美好的仗。
He's able to fight spiritual battles.
我们的主也是如此。
Our Lord is also like this.
他是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
He's a good shepherd and the shepherd that gave his life for his sheep.
他的一生都打了那个美好的属灵的仗。
The Lord's whole life fought the spiritual battle.
所以一方面，属灵的领袖，你必须要在神的面前有能力。
On one hand, to be a spiritual leader, you must have ability in front of the Lord.
一方面，你能够带领人，使他生命能够长大成熟。
And in the other hand, you must be able to bring up the people so that their lives can be mature.
这需要爱。
This is love.
所以属灵的领袖还不是外面工作的问题。
So in order to be a spiritual leader, it's not just outward, just with work.
而是里面那个生命的问题。
But what's within the life that's within the person?
那怎么样能够达到这个属灵领袖这个条件呢？
How to meet the criteria in order to be a spiritual leader?
很奇妙，神只有一个条件。
God pointed out one criteria.
就是十八节讲的，耶和华对摩西说：“嫩的儿子约书亚是心中有圣灵的。”
In verse 18, we can see that God said, "Take Joshua the son of Nun with you, a man who is the Spirit."
所以神看只有一个人。有这个条件，而他的条件是他心中有圣灵。
So there's only one criteria for God is that the Spirit must be within them.
这个条件看起来很普通。
This criteria seems kind of normal.
但是却非常的特别。
But it's very unique.
你知道今天我们信主的，我们每一个人里面都有圣灵的。
Today as believers, we all have the Holy Spirit within us.
所以我们每一个人都是应当是属灵的领袖。
So all of us should be spiritual leaders.
换成我们每一个人都应当生命能够成熟。
We all of our lives should have a mature life.
我们都要与他一同作王掌权的。
We all must take the ran with him?
Yeah, 我们能够与他一同做王掌权。
So we can reign with him together.
但是这句话在旧约就不得了了。But
this particular phrase is in the Old Testament. It's astonishing.
因为在旧约，神的灵是降在人的身上，不住在人的里面。
Because in the Old Testament, the Spirit of God only descends upon people, do not dwell in people.
但约书亚呢，这里说他心中有圣灵。But
Joshua had the Spirit in him.
所以你看这是特别特别。
Isn't this unique?
因为当我们的主复活升天以后，才降下圣灵。Because
only after our Lord resurrected and raised up in the sky, then the Holy Spirit came.
那时候圣灵降临，可以住在我们里面。
At that point, the Holy Spirit can dwell within us.
但在旧约呢，这件事情还没有发生。
But in the Old Testament, there was no resurrection yet.
神的灵只是降在人的身上。
The Spirit of God only descends upon people.
那为什么约书亚心中有圣灵？
How does Joshua have the Spirit in him?
你记得约瑟也是这个样子。
We know that Joseph is the same.
因为后来法老跟法老的那些人知道他里面有神的灵。
Because Pharaoh knew that he also had the spirit in him. 那但以理也是这个样子。Daniel.
There's a few
people within the Old Testament that's very unique, very special.
明明神的灵只能降在人的身上，但他们心中有神灵。In
the Old Testament, the Spirit only descends upon people, but there's few of them that actually have the Spirit in them.
为什么会如此？
How is it so?
因为像约书亚，他是一个受管制、受约束的人。Because
like Joshua, these people were bound and controlled by God.
让神的灵在他身上有地位。They
have space for God's Spirit within them.
使他有能力能够征战。To
give them the power to fight.
也让他有爱能够牧养。
And have the love of the shepherd.
所以，如果我们要学习做一个属灵的领袖，
if we want to practice to be a spiritual leader,
如果我们要学习带领别人，
if we want to practice how to lead others,
我们要学习，先要学习受圣灵的管制、约束和引导。
We must first learn to take the bound and the control of the Holy Spirit.
那约书亚是怎么样受训练的？
How does Joshua go through this training?
他怎么能够来到这个地步？
How did Joshua become what he is today?
这是我们今天要学习的。
This is what we must learn today.
这是我们要从他的历史来看的。
We must look into the history of Joshua.
首先我们来看出埃及记17章。
We're going to turn to Exodus chapter 17.
这段圣经我想我们都很熟悉。
A lot of us will be familiar with this word, of this part of the Bible.
但如果我们只知道这个故事不够，
But just understand the story is not sufficient.
我们如果了解里面的解释也不够，
To understand the explanation is still not enough.
我们需要操练， Exercise.
We must exercise.
对。 出埃及记17章第8节到16节。
Exodus chapter 17, verse 8 through verse 16.
这是讲到他们 刚刚出埃及过红海。
This is talking about the time when they just exited Egypt and crossed the Red Sea.
然后他们就来到了旷野。
They were in the wilderness.
就在旷野呢，他们就碰到了亚玛力人。
When they were in the wilderness, they ran into Amalek.
亚玛力人主动要来跟他们打仗。
The Amalek was seeking war against the people.
而且这些亚玛力人呢，非常的坏。
And these Amalekites, we understand that they're not good people.
他们是趁着他们软弱疲乏的时候，他来攻击他。
The Amalekites attacked the Israelites when they were weak and tired.
他攻击是从后面攻击。
They attacked them from the back.
他专门攻什么呢？ 年老的跟年小的还有妇女。
They attacked the elders, the youth, and women.
所以就在这个时候呢，摩西选了一个人来打仗。
And at this time, Moses picked one person to lead them into battle.
就选到了约书亚。
Moses picks Joshua.
然后呢，叫约书亚挑一些人来跟他们打仗。
And Moses told Joshua to pick people out to go into battle with the Amalekites.
但是很奇妙，那摩西在哪里呢？
And at this time, where is Moses?
摩西就上了山。
Moses went up into the mountain.
而且有两个人跟着他上去。
There's two that went with him.
然后你就发觉呢，很奇妙，约书亚在地上跟亚玛力人打仗。
We can see that while Joshua was fighting against Amalekites on the ground.
那摩西在山上举手。
Whenever Moses raised his hand.
那摩西的手一举起来，他们就打赢了。
Whenever Moses raised his hand, the Israelites regained ground against Amalek.
那摩西的手一放下来，他们就打败了。
And whenever Moses' hand lowered, the Israelites would lose ground against Amalek.
所以你看见这个征战啊，有地上的跟山上的两方面。
So this battle, there's two battles here. One that's happening on the ground and one that's happening in the mountain.
而且地上能不能打胜仗呢？跟山上的举手有关系。
And the battle on the ground is correlated to what's happening on the mountain.
但是摩西手举久了就累了，就放下来了。
And when Moses held his hand up for too long, he was tired, so he lowered his hand.
所以有两个人就搬一个石头让他坐上来。
So the two that went with him took a piece of rock for Moses to sit on.
然后这两个人就把他手举起来，一直不放下。
And these two held Moses' hand up.
就最后他们就打胜仗了。
And they were able to be victorious over the Amalekites.
那打胜仗以后，神就对摩西说
，After they prevailed, God said to Moses,
他说我要把亚玛力的名号从天下全然涂抹。
Says I want to
第十四节。
He says that the Lord said to Moses, write this for a memorial in a book and recount it in hearing of Joshua that.I will utterly blot out the remembrance of Amalek under the heaven.
然后又说最后一句话，就说他世世代代要和亚玛力人征战。
And that because the Lord will have war with the Amalek for generation to generation.
那这段历史最重要的是我们要学属灵的功课。
From this story, we must learn the exercising the spirit.
在属灵的意义来讲呢，这个亚玛力是讲到我们的肉体。
In the spiritual realm, the Amalekites talks about this flesh.
当他们从埃及，就从那个永远的死亡和咒诅底下出来的时候
，when they escape from Egypt, it represents that we escape from the permanent death and the curses.
他们就来到旷野。
And we're in the wilderness.
那这时候他们最大的敌人呢，就是肉体。
And when you're in the wilderness, the number one enemy will be your flesh.
整个旷野的经历，哦，所显明的就是这件事情。
The whole experience or the whole journey within the wilderness manifests one thing.
显明以色列人的里边，还有他们的周围充满了肉体。
It demonstrates that the Israelites were full of the flesh around them as well as within them.
整个旷野的经历让他们知道、啊、他们是属于肉体的。
The journey through the wilderness shows them that they belong to the flesh.
所以要学习做属灵的领袖、啊、你要活在的圣灵底下来与肉体征战。
In order to be a spiritual leader, you must
你必须要活在圣灵底下。
You must live in the Holy Spirit.
然后与肉体来征战。
And fight against the flesh.
你知道我们的一生都在学习认识肉体。
Our entire life we're trying to understand our flesh.
肉体非常难认识的。
It's not easy to understand our flesh.
肉体有千百种不同的面目出现。
The flesh has many different shapes and phases.
很多的肉体我们认识的。
We know a lot of our flesh.
那像我们发脾气，我们知道这是肉体。
For example, when we get angry, we understand it's come from the flesh.
我们跟人家吵架，这是肉体。
When we argue with one another, this is from the flesh.
但很多的肉体我们不懂。
But oftentimes there's some flesh that we don't know.
它像化了妆一样的。
It seems like it comes with a disguise.
甚至呢，好像你觉得你在为神做一些事情，那都是肉体。
And sometimes even when you feel like you're doing something for God, it actually comes from the flesh.
到底什么是肉体
？What is flesh?
肉体就是我们那个堕落的己。
The flesh is our corrupt self.
就是那个老亚当的生命。
is what comes from old Adam.
常常用不同的面目来出现。
And it appears in all different shapes and forms.
我们认为我们在为神做事。
We may think we're working for God.
但神不喜欢。
But God was not pleased with it.
因为那是肉体。
Because it comes from the flesh.
所以与肉体征战呢，这是一生的功课。
To fight the battle against the flesh is a lifelong journey.
罗马书第八章第六节告诉我们，体贴肉体呢，就是死。
In Romans chapter 8, we understand that to be carnally minded is to be against God.
罗马书八章七节告诉我们，体贴肉体就是与神为敌。
And to be carnally minded is that it is also to be against God.
所以你看见这肉体是非常的可怕的。
So we understand that the flesh itself is very scary.
所以一不小心我们体贴肉体呢，就是死，属灵的死。
Because if we are carnally minded, it's death.
当我们体贴肉体的时候，你知道吗？那是与神为敌啊。
And when we're carnally minded, we are creating an enemy against God.
加拉太书五章也告诉我们。
In Galatians chapter 5, it also tells us that.
你知道，肉体是跟圣灵相争的。
That the flesh lusts against the spirit.
而且是彼此为敌的。
And the spirit is against the flesh. And they are contrary to one another.
所以神的旨意乃是世世代代的要与亚玛力人征战，与我们肉体征战。
So God's command was to have war against Amalek from generation to generation. It represents that we must have war with our flesh from generation to generation.
所以我们对肉体的态度到底是怎么样，就非常重要。
So we must be conscious of our attitude towards our flesh.
我们是屈服于我们的肉体吗？
Do we surrender to our flesh?
我们与我们的肉体妥协吗？ Compromise.
Do we compromise with our flesh?
我们是满足我们的肉体吗？
Do we satisfy our flesh?
我们纵容我们的肉体吗？
Spoil. And do we spoil our flesh?
所以你看，我们对肉体的这个态度非常的重要。
So our attitude towards our flesh is very important.
约书亚被选上跟这一点有很大的关系。
The fact that Joshua was picked is actually related to this.
圣经上说约书亚他全心是向着神的。
Because in the Bible tells us Joshua was wholeheartedly towards God.
换句话说他愿意按着神的旨意来行。
Because Joshua is willing to go according to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
如果你真的心是向着神的话呢，你就愿意照他的命令来做。
If you're wholeheartedly towards God, you will follow his commandments.
但是与肉体征战，你会发觉呢，你自己绝对没有办法。
But to fight against the flesh, you understand by yourself it's impossible.
如果你说你对付肉体你很有办法的话呢，表示你根本就没有跟肉体打过仗。
If you make a claim that you're able to overcome the flesh, then you must have never fought the battle against the flesh.
因为你跟肉体真的征战的话，你发现常常失败。
Because we know when you fight against the flesh, you often fail.
因为跟肉体征战是要靠着外力的。外面的力量。
Because fighting against the flesh, we must have an external source of power.
所以约书亚打仗呢，是靠着摩西在山上。
So when Joshua fought in the battle, he relied on Moses up on the mountain.
摩西在山上举手就说出我们主在十字架上所完成的那个工作。
When Moses rose his hand up on the mountain, it represents the work that God, that our Lord has done for us on the cross.
他在十字架上。不但得胜，而且永远得胜。
On the cross, our Lord did not only gain victory, but gain victory forever.
而且他把我们摆在他的里面。
And he placed us within him.
所以只有在主得胜的这个根基上，我们才能够与肉体征战。
So only based on this foundation that the Lord has victory, then can we fight against the flesh.
所以加拉太书二章二十节，我们都很熟悉的话。
So on Galatians chapter 2 verse 20,
他说我已经与基督同钉十字架，如今活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，乃是因信神的儿子而活，因神儿子的信而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
I have been crucified with the cross. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
所以你看见他说，我已经与基督同钉十字架。
So we can see that we are already crucified with Jesus.
不是说我将来要跟他定。
It's not that I will be crucified in the future.
乃是说我们已经有这个地位了。
But it's saying that we already have this authority
to position
or this position.
我们已经与他同定了。
We already crucified with the cross.
只有在这样的根基上，你才有机会胜过你的肉体。
Only based on this foundation can we have victory over the flesh.
才能借着圣灵把肉体交在死地。
Then we can use the Holy Spirit to put to death our flesh.
你知道，你有了这个地位，这个 position 啊，并不代表你的经历都是这个样子。
Once you have this position, it does not represent that you have the experience.
你怎么样让你的精力能够常常得胜，胜过你的肉体呢？
How do you gain the experience in order to have often victories over the flesh?
这个能力胜过肉体的能力从哪里来呢？
Where does this ability of overcoming the flesh come from?
这是我们每一个人都要学习的。
This is what we've all must learn.
因为如果我们不知道这个秘诀的话呢，我们就常常失败。
Because if we don't know this point, we will have often will often fail.
你怎么样能够得到这个征战的能力？
How do you obtain this ability to fight the battle?
诗篇九十一篇第一节告诉我们秘诀。
In Psalms 91:1, it tells us this.
住在至高者隐秘处的，必住在全能者的荫下。
He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
所以我们如果要对付肉体，要常常的得胜呢，你要学习。住在他的里面。
If we want to have often victories over the flesh, we must learn to dwell in Him.
我可以保证，每一次你被肉体打败，你绝对不在主里面。
I can promise you that every time you falter against the battle with the flesh, it's because you do not dwell in the Lord.
只有在住在主里面呢，而且学习常常住在主里面，你才能够有这个能力来征战。
Only when you dwell in the Lord and dwell in Him often will you have this ability.
所以约书亚要学第二个功课。
So Joshua must learn the second lesson.
就出埃及记二十四章所学的。
It's talked about in Exodus 24.
学习怎么样住在主里面。
We must learn how to live and dwell in the Lord.
这是在出埃及记二十四章十二节。
In Exodus 24, verse 12,
一直到十八节
all the way through verse 18.
这一段也是记载很特别的事情。
This particular section records on something that's unique.
神叫摩西上山。
Lord told Moses to go up to the mountain.
神要把律法给他。
And the Lord, God will give him law and commandments.
然后摩西呢，就带着他的帮手约书亚就上山了。
So Moses arose with his assistant Joshua up to the mountain.
他们到了上了山以后呢，有六天在山上。
When they were up the mountain, they spent 6 days.
然后第七天，神就叫摩西上山顶。
And on the seventh day, God told Moses to go up to the mountain top.
所以摩西呢，跟神在山上山顶上四十昼夜。
And Moses spent with 40 weeks on the mountain top with God.
在那里呢，神的荣耀、神的同在与摩西在一起。
And up in the mountaintop, Moses with God's glory, and he was with God.
然后在山底下，就是那些以色列的百姓。
And on the bottom of the mountain is the people of Israel, or the people of Israel.
他们在那边干什么
？What were they doing?
拜金牛犊。
They were worshiping the golden calf.
对，圣经上说他们坐下吃喝，起来玩耍。
It says that they sit to eat and drink, and they rose up to play.
你看，这是两个对比。
This is a contrast.
摩西在山顶有主的荣耀，有神的荣耀，神的显现。
Moses was with God on the mountaintop with God's glory.
然后呢，这些百姓呢在山下拜金牛犊。
And the people of Israel were worshiping the golden calf.
然后圣经上没有提到约书亚在哪里。
The Bible does not talk about where Joshua was during this time.
约书亚也不跟摩西在一起，也不跟百姓在一起。
Joshua was not with the people, and he was not with Moses.
但是他上了山。
But he was up in the mountains.
你知道，如果今天你上了山顶，有主的荣耀、主的同在，我想这四十天很好过的。
I think it would be easy for us to spend 40 weeks up on the mountaintop with God and with God's glory.
如果四十天在地上跟百姓吃喝玩耍也很舒服的。
It's also easy to eat, drink, and to play with the people on the bottom of the mountain.
但是约书亚一个人在山的中间。
But Joshua was by himself halfway between the two.
非常不容易。
It's not an easy task.
所以弟兄姊妹，为什么只有这么少的人真正能够进入与主面对面的那个光景？
This is why there's so few of us that can actually see God
face to face.
Face to face.
因为要经过约书亚这四十天的这个过程。
Because they must experience this 40 days of what Joshua, 40 weeks of what Joshua went through.
对，四十天。
40 days.
所以这非常不容易的。
This is not easy.
因为我们很可能就下山了。
Because oftentimes we will just go down to the bottom of the mountain.
所以很多时候我们学习住在主里面亲近主。
Oftentimes when we dwell in the Lord and get to know God.
那你要经历那个孤单的。
We must experience the experience loneliness.
对，甚至呢，你要经历什么，好像感觉不到神的。
And sometimes we must also go through a period where we don't feel God.
那你能不能够坚持下去
？Will you endure? Will you overcome?
因为四十天是说到了试炼的数字。
The number 40 that 40 days that you spend is a number for trial.
所以你看起来非常不容易的。
This is not an easy task.
这就是为什么我们在亲近主常常失败的原因。
This is why oftentimes we're trying to get closer to God, we don't succeed.
因为没有经过这一个试炼呢，你没有办法突破进入与主面对面那种光景。
Because without this trial, we will not be able to see God face to face.
那为什么约书亚可以呢
？How does Joshua do this?
什么力量让他能够在山上四十天
？What gave him the ability to spend 40 days on the mountain?
如果你看原因，你就知道，那是因为爱。
If you look at the reason, you understand because it comes from love.
因为爱没有难成的事。
Because through love, nothing is difficult.
你知道，再困难的事，在爱里面就不难。
The most difficult task within love is not difficult.
你知道，当我们讲到我们的主，我们与主同钉十字架。
When we talk about our Lord and we crucified with Him on the cross.
在加拉太书二章二十节那边所说到的。
In Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, it talks about.
那最后一句话非常的重要。
The last phrase of that is very important.
他是爱我，为我舍己。
That he who loved me and gave himself for me.
这句话我们常常忽略掉。
We oftentimes forget this phrase, this last phrase.
它跟前面那个我已经与基督同钉十字架那有很大的关系。
It's related to the first phrase that I have been crucified with Christ.
因为如果我们真正看见了他是爱我为我舍己。
Because we really see that because he loved us and gave himself for us.
哥林多后书五章十四十五节就告诉我们秘诀。
Galatians
Second Corinthians
5 verse 14-15 tells us that
他说原来基督的爱激励我们叫我们这个人呢不再为自己活乃是为这位替我们死而复活的主活。
And for the love of Christ compels us, because we judge us that one died for all, and then all died. And he died for all that who lives should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again.
所以你看见啊，如果我们认识，看见了，他是爱我，为我舍己。
So now we could see that and understand that because he loved us and gave himself for us.
这个爱在我们里面要激励我们。
This love in us will compel us.
叫我们不再为自己活，乃是为这位替我们死而复活的主活。
So that we no longer live for ourselves, but for the one who's died for us.
所以住在主里面，其实就是住在爱里面。
So to dwell in the Lord is to dwell in love.
如果你有爱，你就愿意住。
If you have love, then you're willing to dwell in him.
你爱一个人，你就想要跟他住。
If you love someone, you want to dwell with them.
但是你不爱他了， 你不愿意住在一起。
But if you don't love someone, you don't want to dwell with them.
所以约翰一书四章十六节告诉我们。
So, First John
4:16
it tells us,
住在爱里就是住在神里面。
He who abides in love abides in God.
你知道诗篇九十一篇第一节我们刚才所说的我们都很熟悉。
We just mentioned it, Psalms 91:1.
他讲到有一个人他懂得住在主里面。
It talks about someone who knows how to dwell in the Lord.
住在至高者隐秘处就住在全能者的荫下。
The one who dwells in the most high shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
但是神怎么看这件事情？
But what's God's perspective on this?
你知道诗篇九十一篇十四节告诉我们原因。
In Psalms 91, verse 14, it tells us that.
你知道诗篇九十一篇十四节说神说，所以神说话了。
So in Psalms 91, verse 14, it's when God spoke.
神怎么说呢？神说，因为他专心爱我，我就要搭救他。
What does God say? God says, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him.
所以你看见有一个人他住在主里面。
Now we can see someone who's dwelling in the Lord.
那神的解释是说，因为他专心爱我。
So God's explanation is that because he set his love upon me.
所以，如果我们不住在主里面，我们的爱有问题。
If we don't dwell in God, then there's a problem with our love.
如果有爱，住在主里就不难。
If there is love, then it's not difficult to dwell in God.
所以我们真是盼望主的爱不断地激励我们。
So we see that God's love continually to compel us.
因为只有在这个爱里面呢，住就不难。
Because within this love, it is easy to dwell.
好，接下来我们就看见了，当摩西下山的时候。
So now we see when Moses came down from the mountain.
当他们发觉百姓在下面拜金牛犊。
Of course, they realized that the people of Israel were worshiping a golden cow or golden calf.
所以后来我们知道摩西就管教了他们。
So Moses disciplined them.
但是摩西现在发觉整个营啊都玷污了。
But Moses realized that the whole tent has been defiled.
他就把他自己的帐幕啊搬到营外。
And he took his own tent and pitched it outside the camp.
这就是出埃及记三十三章所讲的。
This is what talks about Exodus 33.
啊，三十三章。你从第七节到十一节，你就看见了这件事情。
From Exodus 33 verse 7 to verse 11, you can see this.
他说摩西呢就把这个帐幕啊支搭在营外，离营很远。他称这个帐幕是会幕，凡求问耶和华就到营外的会幕那里去。
And Exodus 33 verse 7 says, Moses took his tent and pitched it outside the camp, far from the camp, and called it the tabernacle of meeting.
所以这里就讲到了。这个会幕是什么东西呢？就是与神相会的地方，和神说话的地方。
So here it talks about the tabernacle meeting is a place to meet with God and to communicate with God.
然后在第十一节，啊，他讲耶和华与摩西面对面说话，好像人与朋友说话一般。
Then verse 17 it says the Lord spoke to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend.
所以你看，在这个会幕里面。神跟人，摩西跟神呢，面对面，好像朋友说话。
Within this tabernacle, the Lord spoke to Moses face to face as man to his friend.
但是摩西有的时候必须要回到营里面去。
But sometimes when Moses left the tabernacle to enter into the camp.
但是这边写了，唯有他的帮手，一个少年人嫩的儿子约书亚不离开会幕。
It talks about here, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man.Did not depart from the tabernacle.
所以你看见约书亚学到了这个功课。
So we can see that Joshua has learned.
他不愿意离开这个会幕。
Joshua is not willing to leave the tabernacle.
换句话说，他宝贝一件事情。
In other words, we can say he treasures something.
他宝贝神的显现。
He treasures the God's appearance.
他宝贝与神的交通。
He treasures the communication between God.
他宝贝神的启示。
He treasures the revelation from God.
他宝贝神的自己。
He treasures God himself.
他宝贝神的同在。
He treasures the being with God.
你知道启示是从交通来的。
We know revelation comes from communication.
启示不是知识的传递。
A revelation does not come from knowledge.
你必须从与神不断的交通来的。
You get revelation from communicating with God.
这样你才能够明白神的旨意。
This is how you can understand the purpose of God.
所以你看到了这个地步呢，约书亚学会了住在主里面，而且不离开，与神相会。
From here we can tell that Joshua has learned to dwell in the Lord and not departing from the Lord.
而且他也明白，很明白神的旨意。
And he understands the God's commandments.
所以这是我们要学习的。
This is what we must learn.
一方面你必须要有这个属与肉体的征战。
In one end, we'll have this battle against the flesh.
另外一方面呢，要学习住在主里面。
And the other part, we must learn to dwell in God.
住在主里面不容易。
It is not easy to dwell in God.
但是呢，我们盼望这个爱能够激励我们，愿意跟他同住。
But we hope that the love will compel us so that are willing to dwell with him.
当约书亚学到这样的功课以后呢，接下来就有一个危机。Crisis.
And when Joshua learned this, there was a crisis that occurred.
你知道，当你有了一些经历以后
，After you have some experiences,
当你有一些看见以后
，After you've seen certain things,
如果别人够不上你所看见的
，But others can't understand or can't see what you see.
如果别人没有这个经历
，If others didn't have this experience,
那我们就很容易怎么样呢？落在论断跟定罪的底下。Judgment condemn.
We'll fall under judgments and condemnings.
所以约书亚接下来要学另外一个很重要的功课。
So Joshua has another thing to learn.
这是在民数记十一章。
And this comes in Numbers chapter 11.
民数记十一章在二十四节
Numbers chapter 11, verse
到二十九节
verse 24 through 29.
民数记十一章二十四到二十九节。
Numbers chapter 11 verse 24 through 29.
这个时候呢，神叫摩西招聚那些百姓中的长老七十个人来站在会幕的四周。
So Moses went out and told the people the word of the Lord, and he gathered the 70 men of the elders of the people and placed them around the tabernacle.
因为神要把降在摩西身上的灵分赐给这七十个长老。
Because the Lord is going to disperse the spirit that's on Moses to these elders.
因为摩西觉得他的责任太重了。
Because Moses felt that his responsibility is too heavy for him.
对，所以神要这七十个来帮助他。
So God's using these 70 elders to help him.
但是有两个人没有来。
But there was two that did not appear.
但是在他们虽然在营中，灵还是降在他们身上。
These two were in the camp, but the spirit also descended upon them.
所以他们就在营里面说起预言来了。
And they began to prophesy.
那有一个少年人就跑来告诉摩西。
There was a young man who ran and came to Moses to tell him so.
这时候约书亚就说话了。
And this is when Joshua spoke.
他请我主摩西禁止他们。Verse 八节。
In verse 20 it says, So Joshua the son of Nun, and Moses' assistant, one of the choice of men answers, Moses my Lord forbid them.
所以他叫摩西禁止他们。
He wants Moses to forbid them from prophesying.
但摩西怎么说？摩西对他说，你为我的缘故嫉妒人吗？唯愿耶和华的百姓都受感说话，愿耶和华把他的灵降在他们身上。
And Moses' response was that to Joshua was, Are you zealous for my sake? Oh, that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that all the Lord would, and that the Lord would put His Spirit upon them.
需要成为一个属灵的领袖，你的心胸要宽大。
So in order to be a spiritual leader, you must have largeness of heart.
你要懂得包容跟忍耐。
You must learn to be patient and to endure.
对，不信靠自己，单单信靠主。
And not trust upon yourself, but trust upon Lord.
你这样才有爱，才能牧养。
This is the only way we have love to shepherd.
所以你看见神在借着各样的环境在训练约书亚。
So we can see that God's using all kinds of environments and surroundings to educate Joshua.
事实上，主一路在引导我们，也是朝这个方向在引导我们。
It is the same way that God leads us.
所以你记得在列王记上第四章，二十九节那边讲到。
In First Kings chapter 4 verse 29.
那你提到所罗门向神求智慧。
It This first time is called Solomon asked for wisdom from God.
我想我们都记得这个故事。
I think we all remember this story.
但这一段经文呢，给我们看见更深的。
But this part, this particular verse helps us see deeper into this.
他向所罗门向神求智慧。
Solomon asked for wisdom from God.
但神给他什么呢？神给他智慧、聪明和广大的心，如同海沙不能测量。
But God gave Solomon exceedingly great understanding and the largeness of heart like the sand on the seashore.
所以你可能有智慧，但你很狭窄。
Because sometimes you may have knowledge, but you may be very narrow-minded.
对。但是神给他不仅智慧聪明，也给他一个广大的心。
But not only gave Solomon wisdom and great understanding, but also largeness of heart.
所以对一个属灵的领袖来讲，这广大的心非常的重要。
So it's important to have a largeness of heart as a spiritual leader.
这我们需要圣灵来引导我们，教导我们。
We must have the Holy Spirit to lead us and teach us.
你记得路加福音第九章四十九、四十五节也讲到一件事。
In Luke chapter 49 to 50.
那边讲到约翰啊，主的使徒约翰，他说到，主啊，有人奉你的名赶鬼哦，但他不来跟随我们。
And here John said to Jesus, Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we forbidden him because he does not follow us.
所以约翰要把他禁止，但主说让他去，只要不抵挡我们，就是帮助我们的。
So John wanted to stop these people, but Jesus answered, Do not forbid him, for he is not against us; it's on our side.
所以我们不能够因为别人他的做法跟我们不一样，看法不同，我们就禁止人家。
So we can't stop someone because their method or their view is different from us.
我们需要一个广大的心。
We must have largeness of heart.
我们要包容，要忍耐。
We must have
tolerance
and endurance.
对，好让圣灵在他身上工作。
So that the Holy Spirit can work on them.
如果我们禁止他，你看，这是肉体又出来了。
If we try to stop someone, then this is the flesh. This is the flesh work.
好，接下来就是征战了。
And next is the battle.
所以民数记十三章、十四章，你就看见了这个征战的事情了。
In Numbers 13 and 14, we see this battle.
对，那个时候他们就来到了，就是民数记十三、十四章，他们就来到了这个迦南地的边境。
So in Numbers chapter 13 and 14, they were on the border of Canaan.
嗯，结果他们派了十二个探子去。
They sent out 12 spies.
哇，这十二个探子回来一看，他说那个地方真是好，真是牛奶与蜜之地。
The spies reported back saying that it's a very good land of milk and honey.
但是十三章二十八节就说那个地方呢，它民非常强壮，城邑坚固宽大，在那里他们也看见了亚拉族人。
In Numbers 13 verse 28 says, Nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are strong, and the cities are fortified and very large.Moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak there.
他们看见亚拉人就是伟人，哦，他们是伟人的后裔。我们看自己像蚱蜢，他们看我们也像蚱蜢。
And
是最后一节，三十三。
And there we saw giants, the descendants of Anak who came from the giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so were they in their sight.
哇
！And so were in their sight.
哇！这些人就开始在那边痛哭啊，不愿意进去了。
These people were not willing to enter into the land.
结果我们知道，第三十四章第六节就讲到，这时候约书亚还有加勒呢，他们就对这些百姓说：“如果耶和华喜悦我们，就能够把我们引进那个地方去。但是你们不要背叛耶和华啊！这些居民，这些伟人呢，他们是我们的食物。”耶和华与我们同在，不要怕他们。
And in Numbers 14, we can see that Joshua is speaking that the Lord, if the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into the land and give it to us, allow us to flow with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, nor fear the people of the land, for they are our bread. Their protection has departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them.
对，但是呢，全会众要拿石头打死他们。然后耶和华的荣光就显现了。
And all the congregations set to stone them with stones. Now the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacles of the meeting before all the children of Israel.
我们晓得这个属灵的征战哦， 你不能光看仇敌有多少。
In a spiritual battle, we can't just see how many enemies there are.
你要看见呢，这件事情是不是神的喜悦。
We must see if what we're doing is the Lord delights in what we do.
对。约书亚不仅看到那一块地很美。
Joshua not only saw the land that's beautiful.
他也看见了神的旨意。
But he also saw the God's purpose.
对。所以如果我们懂得这是出于神的，啊，这是神所喜悦的呢，神一定要把我们带进去。
If we understand this is from God and the God delights in it, then God will lead us into.
为什么约书亚知道这是神的旨意、神的喜悦
？How does Joshua know that this is what delights God and this is God's purpose?
因为这是从启示来的，这是从交通来的。
Because this comes from revelation and comes from communication.
他懂得住在主里面。
He knows how to dwell in the Lord.
仰望那位。为我们信心创始成终的主，希伯来书十二章二节。
To look at Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame.
所以你看见就是说，约书亚就是借着这几件事情。看见他怎么在神的引导底下学习一步一步做成 这个属灵的领袖。
Now we can see how Joshua step by step took the leading of the Spirit and learned how to be a spiritual leader.
所以他让圣灵有地位能够留在他心里面。
So he gives the Spirit a position within his heart to dwell in him.
所以他能够带领这些百姓。能够打属灵的征战
，so he can lead these people to fight spiritual battles，
而且有爱，懂得怎么来牧养他
，and to have love to know how to shepherd them。
所以我们要学习，啊，在带领别人之前，我们需要在圣灵的里面来学习。
So before we lead others, we must learn from the Bible。
怎么样与肉体征战
？How to fight against the flesh？
怎么样能够住在主里面
？How to dwell in God？
怎么样能够让我们的心胸被圣灵训练能够广大
？How to have a largeness of heart through training？
有能力有爱。
To have ability and to have love。
属灵的领袖是说出了他的生命的成熟。
A spiritual leader demonstrates the maturity in the spirit。
今天地上的训练只是暂时的。
The training that we receive on the ground today is only temporary。
也为着将来要跟他一同做王掌权。
Because in the future we shall reign with him.
愿神帮助我们。
Because God helps us.
让我们低头祷告。
Pray.
主，我们实在是感谢你，你爱我们，为我们舍己。主，盼望真是这个爱不断在我们里面激励我们，让我们不再为自己活，而是为你这位替我们死而复活的主活。明白你的心意，愿意一生一世。与我们的肉体与亚玛力人征战，让我们学习怎么样深深的住在你里面，与你联合，明白你的心意，也让我们的心胸能够不断的扩大，有你的性情，有你的性格在我们里面，懂得有爱，有包容，有忍耐，与弟兄姊妹一同来走前面的路，好荣耀你的自己。主，我们谢谢你，愿这些话帮助我们，让我们真实的磨成神儿子的形象，把荣耀赞美归给你，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。